and it's time to read from your comments. Many of you responded to photographer Chris Hondros. He photographed Iraqi children after their parents had been killed. Chris Schmidt wrote from Los Angeles to call that interview and the slideshow on our website devastating.
Some of you were bothered, though, by a term I used to describe the photographer's stints in Iraq. Thomas Dukehead in San Antonio, Texas, writes, I have to take exception to the description of photojournalist Chris Hondros's ninth tour in Iraq. The term tour has distinct military implications. Service members have no input in their tours, when they start or end, or the duration.
Earlier this month, I referred to restaurateurs. Restaurateurs. That prompted somebody to send an anonymous postcard. It carried only one sentence. There is no N in restaurateur.
Well, anonymous, you're right, but apparently so is Steve. Webster's Dictionary says either way is correct.
Dan Horch in Portland, Oregon, was one of many listeners who headed to the web after our story on the gossip website TMZ.com. He writes, like no doubt thousands of others, I took a look, saw information from the autopsy report on Anna Nicole, and was embarrassed that I called it up.
Finally, a response to my conversation with Chris Kimball of Public TV's America's Test Kitchen. We were discussing his contest for lost recipes, and I asked him about the worst submissions.
Well, one of them, which would have to go in that category, the infamous category, there was a recipe that was sent in called pineapple souffle, which sounds, on the surface, okay. Two of the ingredients, though, are a tip-off. Shredded cheddar cheese and crumbled Ritz crackers. And when you baked it, the cheese actually never quite melted, so it was not a winner.
Frederick Smith of McClenny, Florida writes, I wish to take tremendous issue with Chris Kimball's dismissal of pineapple souffle. This dish has been a family favorite for as long as I can remember. Everyone who has ever tried it, while at first skeptical, has loved it.
Mr. Smith goes on to write, true, the cheese does not melt all the way, and it does use Ritz cracker crumbs, but it's very good food. If you hear any such injustice on our air, we'd love to hear from you. Just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.